know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menace in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
How great would your company be if you unlocked the power and potential to thrive in any situation? You can get the same training that law enforcement in D.C., the State Department, U.S. Armed Forces, Fortune 500 companies, and the Clemson Tigers have received. Dr. Andrew Whitman is a local guy with global reach and can teach you to get warrior tough and change your life and your job. For WCCP listeners, Dr. Whitman can deliver this customized training to fit your budget. Call 864-977-1443 or online at getwarriortough.com.
Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Pizza brings people together. That's an indisputable fact. Well, it is your pie anyway. Rooted in Italian culture, we know the best memories are made around a family-style table, enjoying hand-tossed pizza, fresh chopped salad, and hot-pressed panini. At Your Pie, you don't have to share a pizza to share an experience. All of our entrees are individually sized and 100% customizable, with vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options, plus authentic Italian gelato and local craft beer. There's something for everyone at Your Pie. But that's not the only way we're making pizza personal. Our mission is to bring people together both in and outside of our store. That's why we support the local causes that matter most to you, the ones making a difference in your own backyard. You're more than a customer at Your Pie. You're part of the Your Pie family. Come see us at Your Pie Clemson, located at 111 Earl Street in downtown Clemson. Every day is pizza day at Your Pie Clemson. Again, that's Your Pie Clemson, right in the heart of downtown Clemson. 111 Earl Street in downtown Clemson. Like us on Facebook to keep up with our upcoming events.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. We have lots to get to on the program today. First of all, thank you for coming out last night. We had a big turnout at Twin Peaks. We had to move the whole operation into the big party room at the back, do the number of people. So I appreciate that type of response. So thank you for all who came out. And if you're not coming out, you're missing all the fun. I mean, you could have heard me cuss out the Cleveland Browns 117 times in the first half for continuing to put Tyrod Taylor or keep Tyrod Taylor in the game. And, you know, and I'm joined by Kwok here at the start of the show. You know, the funny thing is, without the injury, Kwok, the Browns are still winless. You know, had Taylor not been concussed or whatever happened to him, the Browns would still be winless because he'd still be in the game. You know, and so it was only the injury that saved them. So there's no credit to be given there. I mean, Tyrod Taylor was an abomination in the first half. I think he threw for 14 yards. He had two wide open receivers deep for touchdowns in which he underthrew each ball by 10 yards. Somebody said, well, but there's a wind. I said, one was in each direction. You know, so you can't have it both ways. In fact, the only pass he completed beyond the line of scrimmage was when his receiver raped and pillaged the DB and basically knocked him to the ground. And that's the only ball Taylor completed beyond the line of scrimmage. So 14 yards, 19 yards, whatever it was atrocious. And Baker Mayfield saved them. Again, when the absurdity of all that is when you invest and vet a guy to the degree that Cleveland did over months and come to the conclusion that he's better than Josh Allen, that he's better than Sam Darnold, because that's what you're saying when you select him over those guys. Whether other people agree with you or not, besides the point, that was your determination. Then you have to play him. Cleveland's not going to the Super Bowl. They're playing for the future. They have a young team. You play your young quarterback. And, you know, I could not believe what I was watching in the first half of that game.
I think Tyrod Taylor should change his name back. Because he apparently was a guy that could take a team to the playoff when we called him Tyrod. Here's another thing, though, too. When you sign Tyrod Taylor, you know what you're getting at that point. You're getting a guy who lets your roster be your roster, which is basically what happened with the Bills last year. He let the roster be the roster. He didn't make it worse, but he just kind of managed the game. The Browns are not going to get anywhere with that type of quarterback because they don't have a winning roster right now. They need a guy that's going to have a high ceiling and a low floor. Who cares if you have a low floor? You're losing games right now. You know, you're tying the Steelers in overtime because you're missing kicks and you're blowing big leads to the Saints. There's no reason in the world why you shouldn't risk the low floor for the high ceiling. And that's what they end up doing last night by total accident, you said.
Look, Taylor can only run like an eighth of that offense. Same thing was true in Buffalo. It's not his brain. It's his physical limitations. And so the offense is limited. I mean, Mayfield's making quick decisions and getting the ball out of his hand. I mean, it was evident instantly. I mean, that entire team picked up as soon as Mayfield walked on the field. And that idiot, Hugh Jackson, who's won one game now thanks to Mayfield, said after the game when asked about the quarterback situation, well, you know, I've got to watch the film. You got to watch the film. Did you watch the game? I mean, you got to watch the film. I don't know. So we were at Twin Peaks for all that. We'll talk more about that later. Where are you tonight, Kwok?
We are at Westside Hannah. Big 5A rivalry in Anderson County. We'll be on the rooftop there, the press box, west side, getting healthy. I think they still got a couple injuries, but getting healthy, off to a bit of a rough start, but feeling better about themselves. And then Hannah's just been destroying everybody. So
you mean like Richie Incognito on the rooftop?
Oh, yeah. That kinda... Nah, not quite.
So you won't be armed.
No, not. I'm not sure if I should reveal that, but no, we won't be. Okay. we should maybe let people make up their own minds on that.
So they're not. Maybe Donald Clark.
You know. Yeah, right. I can't speak for Donald.
Maybe they are armed. So stay away. All right, let's talk about some of these games on the You Pick'em contest, and Ramona will bring you in here, of course, as the leader.
Right, that's right.
As the brains behind the contest. Ramona now, what are you, 22-7. Her worst week, 7-3.
That's right.
That'd be like Christmas morning for me at this point, 7-3. That's just a wish. that's what I wish upon a star when I go to sleep at night, 7-3.
For at least 7-3?
Yeah, that's all I want right now.
Well, Kwok, at least you didn't say bless your heart. Because
right.
that was a little bit like bless your heart.
A little bit like that.
Yeah.
That was a little bit like
bless
that.
Bless your heart. So I guess that would. I do say a lot. So I guess that would be the same.
You know, I was interested in this week because for me, when I went through the slate of games, I tentatively circled like three teams and I left like eight of them blank initially. And so to me, I think this is the toughest week. And I think it's a really difficult week. To me, a lot of these games are virtual toss-ups, and I mean, I could see these games, most of these games going either way. I don't even think NC State Marshall's guarantee, as I said yesterday. I knew 16 people would take NC State, but that line's been coming down, and that's one of those games, you know, you just wonder why a team like a Georgia Tech or somebody in the administration schedules a game at South Florida in 100-degree heat at the start of the year against a team that over the last 3 or 4 years has been really, really good. Marshall is a team like a Fresno State where, you know, I knew Fresno State was going to kick the living crap out of UCLA last week. Fresno State has been begging for decades, going all the way back to Pat Hill, for these Pac-12 teams to give them a game, and they stay away from them because they know there's nothing to be gained in it. Remember the year that USC was so great with, it was either 95 or 2005, rather, or it might have been 2005. I don't know. But one of the years they had Linehart and Bush and all those cats, and they were supposedly, you know, the greatest team in history. They actually played Fresno State at Southern Cal, and they barely survived it. It was like 45-42, and they were outplayed by Fresno State. Well, when Fresno State, you give Fresno State a chance at a UCLA team like this, they just kick lemon crap out of them. Marshall's the same kind of deal. I mean, Marshall has a history. I mean, when Bob Pruitt was there, they were one of the best teams in the country, and they have a long history, and they live to play these kind of games against these teams. Why you would go to their building and play is beyond me. I mean,
I don't understand it, but I will say this. That game, to me, I like you said, you take NC State because everybody's taking NC State. There's really nothing to be gained by taking Marshall because I'm not sure Marshall's going to win the game, but there's also some unknown there. I think all the teams that didn't play last week, so early in the schedule, without planning for a bye week, I think it'll be interesting to see. I don't think there's any question there's going to be some rust from those teams. How long will that last? How will it impact the game? Like, the team that gets over rust faster is going to win this game, NC State and Marshall. And I think NC State's play-calling apparatus on offense will help them get into a rhythm really well. So, like, I think NC State's going to win a game, but I agree with you. This game, the game weirds me out a little bit. I don't believe in them.
I don't think they're good. And I, for one, am not going to be at all surprised if we come back Monday and the field is 0-16. I think there's a really good chance Marshall's going to win that game. And when we have these type of 16 out of 16, it's amazing how frequently it goes the other way.
Everybody's wrong.
Right. Yep. And I just think that there's a reason that this is only a 5-point game, and I think people are ignoring it. Look, tactically, at some point you have to play tactics in this, and the tactics don't allow for you to take Marshall, especially depending on where you stand right now. But that, you know, that can change on a week-by-week basis. By the way, I think I lost a lot of my voice last night at Twin Peaks. It may have been all that first half yelling at Cleveland. I'm not 100% sure. So we're going to try and get through that. Also today, we're going to play all sorts of incredibly funny clips that we have assembled. Some were callers, etc., throughout the course of the day. All right, let's go to the beginning of this thing. And Southern Cal and Washington State, and it looks like... No, Ramona, you took our buddy Mike Leach. We need to have him on
again. I did. I took Mike Leach. I did not take USC.
And again, what was your reason?
Because I think USC, everybody always thinks USC is a lot greater than they are.
That's a fair point.
Even though they were 4.5 points favorite, but...
I hate this game so much for that reason. Why is USC a 4.5-point favorite against Washington State? Mike Leach is 2-0 against Clay Helton. He beat him as an interim. He beat him last year. They're 3-point games both times, but still, it bothers me. Then you've got USC, who's been on the road 2 weeks, coming back home, bludgeoned to death. I mean, they had no chance beating Stanford. They had no chance of beating Texas. They just gave up 34 unanswered. You got Washington State relatively untested. The reason I took USC is this weird dynamic where home teams either vastly outperform big numbers or win outright on Friday nights in the Pac-12. We saw Stanford, we saw Washington, we saw Washington State early. Like, these teams go on the road as quote-unquote better teams, and they just lose. for no reason. Like, Stanford had to throw 94 fades to Arcega Whiteside to beat Oregon State last year on the road on a Friday night. So I'm using that sample, and I'm just going with a home team on Friday night in the Pac-12. That's the only reason, because I hate USC's lines of scrimmage. I hate what they're doing.
I'm wondering how many fans they're going to have in that building.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I mean,
ghost town.
Yeah, I think it will be a ghost town. It's funny. Again, Mike Leach takes a Gardner Minshew, who, you know, is just a cast off, and turns him into a 5,000-yard passer, as soon as he gets there. And so, you know, Washington State's been good offensively. They've been surprisingly good against the run thus far. But the one thing they haven't been able to do is run the football at all. And the only reason I picked USC here is a freshman quarterback, JT Daniels, always plays better at home than they do on the road. They don't face those challenges. I mean, Washington State's not going to blitz the hell out of them like Texas did. I mean, you know, Daniels went right down the field against Texas, and then Orlando said, okay, we're just going to blitz you on every play. And that's what they did. I also think, based on that, that means nothing about Texas, but we'll get to that later. I took Southern Cal because I think they can run the football. But here's another thing. If Helton loses this game, I mean, he's done.
You're not making a bowl.
No, and he's done. That total on them was 8.5, and I just couldn't see any way they were going to hit that 8.5. And listen, if they lose this game, first of all, I'm going to be rooting for Washington State other than this contest deal, and I won't be at all surprised if they lose this game. But I had to take USC at home just based on the fact I think they may be able to just line up and run the ball. Although, again, the USC offensive line, the two offensive lines in Los Angeles, UCLA and USC, they both suck. I mean, they suck to different degrees. UCLA is worse, but USC's offensive line isn't any good. And that's what Orlando exploited. Orlando exploited a freshman quarterback and a bad offensive line last week. USC take care of business at home against this team? I have to say yes, but I'm not 100% sold on it.
I feel horrible about this game. There are three or four of them that I legitimately just threw my hands up and I went with some. I mean, there are like 40 factors, and they're all pulling you different places, and you just go with the one. Friday night, home teams win in the Pac-12. It burned me with Wake, the Thursday night home dog against Boston College last week. I'm doing it again.
What did Kelly say on the way in? She said, well, Quack, if you want to die on the hill with Wake.
That's what she said. I don't get it. I don't understand it. She thinks Wake is 4-8. I don't understand it.
It was pretty funny. Yeah. No, look, I think Wake is... Wake's going to be, you know, one thing that Wake has that I don't think anyone really recognizes yet is they have two hammers in the backfield.
Yeah.
I mean, two guys run the ball in a really physical manner. And so if they can just limit the turnovers and limit giving up the big plays defensively, make people go the long way. You know, don't let them throw it over your head. And, you know, the other thing is this. Notre Dame's no Boston College offensively. You know, Boston College can beat you a lot of different ways right now, and that's why they averaged 40 points a game the second half of last year, and everybody slept on it. I'm not sure that Notre Dame can do the same. And by the way, that's the game we're on. So we'll continue this conversation on the other side. We'll talk about Notre Dame and Wake Forest next. Cameron, I'll get you in first up on the other side, too. We'll let you join the conversation. Walt Tipchula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Let's go!
Clemson Tigers are on the road this week, traveling to Hotlanta for the first ACC matchup of the 2018 season. Your Tigers are ready to roll over the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech, and you'll hear every minute right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right. Extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Hey, man, what you shoveling out the back of your truck?
BS. A lot of BS. I've been truck shopping down there at a big city dealership. I got a lot of BS on price and selection. I need a hometown dealer.
Hey, I'm Matthew Murdoch. Don't settle for the other guy's BS. BS should stand for better selection, better service, and a better sales experience. And you'll find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at edmurdochsuperstores.com.
Tackle a day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi Compact Equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Are you hungry? Local Q has revised our menu to include all of your favorite monthly specials from the last 6 months. Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, Oxtail Tacos, our local Cubano Sandwich, Daily Smoked Chicken, and much more. Come and see if your favorite made the cut. You can see our menus and specials at localq.com. Please don't be offended. We do ID everyone. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Reed's Jewelers is having their pre-owned Swiss watch sale through the end of September. All watches will be certified authentic and include a 2-year warranty. They'll go fast due to the great prices and warranty. The show includes pre-owned Rolex, Omega, and Tag. So take advantage right now with special financing available. The Reed's Certified Pre-Owned Swiss Watch Event through the end of September. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, top floor, center court between Belk's and Macy's.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Are we ready for the game?
Yeah. Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Well,
Walt Tip Tula Red Rage, we're WCCB 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. There are 13,000 plus mattresses from which to choose, including Serta and Beautyrest, every configuration, including memory foam. Remember, how many hundreds of people have we had write us, call us, say they went to Simmons, you know, they saved $1,700, they saved $1,500, they saved, a small fortune. Listen, there's nothing more important in life than sleep. Sleep allows you to rejuvenate, recharge, stay well, keep your civility, be more productive. Without it, you fail. It's just the bottom line. So if you're suffering, stop doing it. Sleep has never been more affordable or more attainable. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet in the World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. Choose from amongst those 13,000 mattresses. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. And when you do, they throw in the box spring free. The mattresses are up to 75% off every single day. You don't need to wait for some stinking weekend sale at some retail place.
Some stinking weekend sale.
Exactly. Get to Simmons today. You'll thank me later. All right. I'm joined by William Quackenbush. Let's get back to the Pick'em games. And the next game on the slate was what? I went away from it for a second.
Notre Dame Wake.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, and this is an interesting game. I really wanted to take Wake Forest in this game. And there are several reasons for it. One, I really think the undervalued element of Wake Forest are those two running backs. I mean, again, they have two hammers. I think they're, you know, just a few years ago, before Coburn, Wake couldn't run the ball at all. I mean, they had one year where they averaged 1.2 yards a carry. It was dead last in all of college football. The game against BC, for example, both those backs went over 100 yards. One, I think, had 116. The other had 117. And these are physical backs. And so when they spread you all over the field, they can just pound it at you and create running lanes. And it, look, they're really well coached. They spread you out. Clawson does a great job. Hartman's a tremendous young talent. They have real weapons at wide receiver. And they're playing at warp speed. There's a lot to like about the Wake Forest offense. A lot to like. Maybe not quite as much to like about the Wake Forest defense. And that's my concern. My concern is the secondary, the potential of giving up big plays as they did against BC. They're going to have to find the football. Now, again, BC can beat you through the air. They can beat you to the edge with guys like Jeff Smith. And they can beat you with today's version of Herschel Walker and A.J. Dillon, who's averaging 170 yards rushing a game over the last 10 or 11 games. So they can beat you a lot of different ways. Notre Dame is a up-tempo running team that has not proven they can throw a forward pass. Derek Mason went into that game talking about how great Notre Dame's receivers were. Well, it's relevant because none of them caught any passes. And Notre Dame has not looked good. They've been playing at home. This game was close last year at Notre Dame when Notre Dame was a significantly better team. So I pick Notre Dame only because I'm still a little uncertain of Sam Hartman and his turnovers at this point. But if he doesn't turn the ball over, if Sam Hartman plays a clean game, Wake Forest could beat Notre Dame.
The problem with Hartman, I think, is quantity and not necessarily quality. I just looked this up. He and Wimbush have exactly the same completion percentage. Wimbush is one touchdown, four picks. Hartman, six touchdown, five picks. But Hartman's thrown like 50 more passes. So I think there's some sense that maybe Wimbush, if they keep it on the ground and have success, he'll be fine. But if he has to throw it, he's just not making a lot of plays. I feel a lot better about taking the 7 points here than I do about picking a side because I think Wake's going to win the game. But Notre Dame is basically winning 24-17 right now against Michigan, Ball State, and Vanderbilt. You got Ball State, but then Michigan and Vanderbilt are going to, they're slow, plodding, methodical offenses. And Shermer threw for a lot of yards and has explosiveness, and Patterson's been efficient. But now they're going to come on the road for the first time. They're going to play a team that wants to snap the ball 100 times. They ran over 100 plays last week. They basically escaped twice, really all three games, if you want to know the truth of it. They are going to get bit at some point. And I think a stylistic difference like this, there's a decent chance of that happening. Yeah. Because Wake, even though they have been giving it to Hartman and letting him make plays, they do have the two-headed monster in the backfield. And they do have an offense that probably is not super sure of itself with a noon kick going on the road to a little bit of a lazy environment. I just think there are a lot of the factors about this particular matchup, this particular day, that go against Notre Dame in favor of Wake.
Yeah, I think the only question is Wimbush. And Wimbush is obviously not a proficient passer. But one of the games he played well in terms of throwing it was last year in this game.
That's true.
And I've become a believer in the notion that when a guy has confidence against one particular team, he carries that with him. You know, again, I cite the basketball version of Wayne Ellington against Clemson, and it's why I picked Daniel Jones and Duke to go to Northwestern and win, because the best game Jones has had in his career was against Northwestern at home last year when he threw for over 300, ran for over 100, and he carried that with him when he went out to Northwestern, and I think that's in large part why they won that game. And so I wonder if Wimbush actually has confidence throwing the ball against this Wake Forest team. And I guess we'll see in that regard. Next game up was Maryland and Minnesota. All right, Kwok, go ahead.
I pick Minnesota. The only player in the Big Ten that has yet to throw an interception is Zach Anakstad, the quarterback from Minnesota, yeah, which I thought was interesting. And I really didn't feel great about it because Maryland, I think we can overlook the fact that they really were the better team against Texas. And just dwell on the fact they got pounded by Temple by 3 scores last week. The reality is they can't throw the ball. Okay, way worse than Notre Dame. They can't throw the ball, and they are a heavily penalized team. Minnesota team is not going to turn it over. It's not going to look sexy, but they're going to take some decent talent in there. P.J. Fleck rowing the boat onto the East Coast. I just think Minnesota wins this game. I don't feel great about it because I don't know how good Minnesota is. They tried to lose a game against Fresno State a couple weeks ago. It bothers me that Maryland got smacked around so badly by Temple because they can't throw Pat. Temple lost to Villanova, and Buffalo is very good, I think, in the first 2 weeks. And it went and just smacked Maryland up and down the field. And if Buffalo played Minnesota, I think that's a coin flip. I don't want to look too much into that one result, but that's pretty much an eye-opener to me.
Villanova's a good team. I don't know why Temple plays Villanova. They should have lost to him last year, too. I would just stop playing Villanova, for one. But, you know, I think when you – and obviously these – you know, Fleck, the two head coaches have a relationship, mentor-student.